Praise God. Shalom, everybody. Hallelujah. I'm abundantly satisfied with the fullness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. My time says 7:07. Glory to God. God day, everybody. Did you have a little bit of rest this afternoon? You did? That's good. Well, I'll catch up later. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Well, I talked a little bit with Apostle after I got home. I think he was trying to get a hold of me just now, but service is starting, so I'll talk to him later. So he should be sleeping, not up, but, well, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, he sent a lot of testimonies. God is moving. Pray tonight he move in our midst, also in our nation, as he's moving in the nation where he is right now. So let us pray and start. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you, God, for your everlasting love. We thank you, God, for saving us. And we thank you, God, for putting us back where we belong with you. We bless your holy name. Tonight, be in the service. Be with every one of us. Touch every son, every daughter. Touch everyone who hears the sound of my voice. Draw them to you. May they give their life to you. May they enjoy your holy presence. May they enjoy the word of God, and may they give everything back to you so that you can restore them back to where they belong. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your word come now with power, with grace, with fulfillment, with enlargement, with strength, with favor, with your goodness, and with us knowing who we are and doing great exploits in you, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, praise the Lord. Well, we got a lot of bang, bang, bang this morning, so a lot of word came through. We want to give God praise. Everything we shared this morning is all in the same Bible that you have. Praise the Lord. God is for us and not against us. And God wants his children blessed, and he wants them in their original state, and God's going to help us all to get there. Amen. Yeah, some of you grew up in a home where you have earthly fathers that are loving. You know what love is, and now it's not, none of that is compared to the one Heavenly Father has for us. Hallelujah. He loves us with himself, that he gave himself for us. He gave us his only begotten Son. I think this morning, I'm not sure where I stopped in the message. I'm going to continue and let the Holy Spirit guide us to where he wants us to go. So I was talking, this message is part of in his image, okay? And why you need to be born again. So there's a reason you need to be born again, so that you can get back to his image and likeness. Now, there are three image and likeness. actually, two is the same, but we had to be restored back. So the third one, I will get to that later. I talked about the image made in the image and likeness of God that we need to get back. That's God's original intent. That means he made us just like him. He didn't make us broken. If you look at our world today, even in the church, there's so many people sick. So many people poor. But when God made us, he did not put poverty in us. He did not put sickness in us. He did not put all this craziness that we are seeing now in our world in us. How did that come? It came because of sin. And God wants to restore us back. And that came because when Adam fell, he had a different nature. He left the nature of God and he had his own likeness and his image. The character of the devil became part of him. So that's why we have patterns, iniquities. So if you look at families, you can see patterns that are going on in different families. If you look at people that are also saved, you still see them. They're saved. They've asked Jesus to come into their life to be their Lord and their Savior, but they still have patterns, characters that should not be there. They're still there. So we want God to let everything fall off us that doesn't belong to us. Say amen. So you have prayed, you have tried, you know, one moment say, I will not do that, and you find yourself doing it. Those are all the things, all that came from disobedience. One word, disobedience. So may God deliver us from disobedience. In the name of Jesus. So Jesus told Nicodemus in chapter 3, just paraphrasing now, so and then I'll continue, that you must be born again. Except you be born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. You cannot see it. Hallelujah. Yes, verse 3, verily, 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 I say unto thee, except a man be what? Born again, he cannot do what? See the kingdom of God. So you can tell them all you want to tell. They don't see it. You know, perception is the thing. When you try to give understanding to somebody, you're explaining something, until they get it, that means they saw it. It's clear. May God give us clarity in the name of Jesus. And that's what we're doing with the word now. That clarity will come to us. And when we have clarity, we can walk in his light and not walk in darkness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was John 3:3. So Jesus says he cannot see. What was the other thing he says? You must have what? Spirit and what? Truth. Did we read that this morning? So you can continue with that. Remember in John 4, we're not going there now, when Jesus met the woman at Samaria, at the well, he says, what did he say? The woman said, we've been worshiping our fathers. Yeah. You worship what you do not know. He said, God is looking for those who will worship in what? In spirit and in truth. So the message has not changed. Hallelujah. He's saying the same thing over and over, but in many ways, so we can get it. So what should I glean tonight? Get the truth of God's word and get his spirit. Amen? That's where God operates in. He made you as a spirit person. He talks to you as a spirit person. Praise the Lord. And we are spiritual people. Now, spiritual people are different from normal people. That means you are more than extraordinary. Praise the Lord. You are supernatural. You came from God. So you came from God's mind, God's thought, God's design, God's action, and God's molding. Hallelujah. He thought about you before he spoke you into existence. So you came right off out of him. So I told you earlier in the first part of the message that you came from where? Everlasting. Is God not everlasting? So if you come from inside of everlasting, what are you? You came from everlasting. That's why Jesus says, I come to give you what? Not external life, eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He came to give you eternal life. He came to put you back in the eternity where you belong. Hallelujah. So they're saying the same thing over and over to get us back into his image and likeness. Say, Lord, get me back. Not later, right now. In the name of Jesus. Now, there are many ways we can get them. So the Bible talks about renewing of our mind. I'm not going to teach on that today. Praise the Lord. There are many things. So what you're doing as you're hearing now, your mind is automatically getting renewed. Because as you're hearing, you are shifting. You're shifting to who you're supposed to be. And as you shift to who you're supposed to be, you begin to see changes in your life. So you begin to see change in your personal life. So start taking note of your own life. Amen. And most times we spend time taking note of other people's life and you forget about yourself. So those who forget to take note of themselves, those are the people. One day the Father says, they were telling Jesus, I did this in your name, I did this in your name, I did that. You were doing everything for every other person, but you forgot to check on yourself. And Jesus said, get away from me, I know you not, because they did not allow the word to clean them. Say, except you be born by the water, by the word, by the spirit. All that is in John 3. I said all that to you this morning. Praise the Lord. You cannot see the kingdom of God. Say, Lord, open my eyes. Let me see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God in the highest. Praise the Lord. I can't recap too much. So let me continue. So I talked about the image of man, Adam. So everybody who's been born from the time of Adam has been born in sin and iniquity. You don't teach a baby how to lie. Just put a cookie jar in the room, put a little child there, walk out of the room. What do you think the child is going? You just say, don't touch this thing. What's going to happen? You see the child goes like this. Praise the Lord. Born in iniquity and sin. Because it's made in the image of a man, not image and likeness of Adam, instead of the image and likeness of God. See, in the book of 1 John, it tells you, if you can find that scripture, you can put it up for me. Say, he that is born of God does not what? Sin. What is scripture? You're born of God, and all of us are saying, we're born again. Why are we still sinning? He that is born of God does not what? Sin. Verse 9 of 1 John 3. Whosoever is born of God does what? Read it with me. Does not commit what? Sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Somebody say, Lord, truly give birth to me. Say amen. 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 So it's a life of surrender. So surrender and know you are not part of the old nature. That means you have to remove yourself by getting out of the Adamic nature from the pattern of sin, iniquity, the repetition, and go back to God. And how do you get back to God and stay in that realm? Obedience. So you hear the scripture comes and say, if you are willing and obedient, you will do what? In the good of the land. I think that's in Isaiah chapter 1. Let's check verse 18. Between 18 and 20 tells you that. So we can put that one up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Isaiah, book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 19. If you be what? Willing and obedient, you shall what? Eat the good of the land. Why do people lie, cheat, do all kinds of things? They want to have the good. And if they can't get it, they manipulate, cheat, lie to get it. But God says, you can get it by doing what? Obedient to the living God. May we obey the word of God as we hear it. In the name of Jesus. Okay, the third image, so in Genesis 5, 1 to 3, we had made in the image and likeness of Adam. Let's go to one more. Let's go to that's going to take you to, let's look at Hebrews chapter 1. I'm going to do verse 1 to 4, Hebrews 1. What I really need is verse 3, but I'll do 1 to 4. It says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by whom? The prophets. Verse 2, had in these last days spoken unto us by what? By whom? His son. So Jesus is on the scene now. So we don't need all the other prophets. The prophets are gone. Jesus came to fulfill what the prophets said about him. He said, he shall be born. And he was born. He said, the prophet said, the spirit of the Lord will be upon him. And the spirit of the Lord was upon him. Hallelujah. So the things the prophet said about him were fulfilled. And Jesus came and said, so spoken to us by his son, whom he had appointed heir of what? All things. John 1 says that nothing was made without him. Hallelujah. So it's the heir of all things. Everything that is made was made with him. It's the ingredient. Praise the Lord. So when we're made in his image and likeness, we're made by what? Ingredient of the word. The Son. The Son is the word. Hallelujah. By whom also he made the worlds. So all the worlds. All the worlds. He made them. Who being the brightness? This is the verse I wanted. Jesus, who being what? The brightness of his glory. And the express image of his person. And upholding all things by the word of his power. Hallelujah. There's that word again. You must be born of what? The word. And the what? Spirit. Where, somebody say word and spirit. Somebody say word and spirit. Yeah, say it out. Word and spirit. You're born of the word and spirit. That's what created you. So you must be born again by it again. Hallelujah. You lost it, now you are back. When you give your life to God and you confess your sin before him, the Bible says you receive what? Salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, did I finish verse 3? It said, Jesus, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged what? Our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. Praise the Lord. So where is Jesus positioned to this very second? Sitting down at the right hand of majesty on high. He's not sitting low, sitting high, waiting for when he will come again to get us as the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, Lord, purge away all my sins. Purge every single mess out of my life, out of my family. So when you're struggling, you're seeing family members struggling, having all kinds of issues, you know, and then you're trying to figure it out, trying to fix it by your might, it will never work. They are stuck in a pattern. Iniquity has gotten a hold of them. So, and the Bible says by iniquity, by truth and mercy is what? Iniquity purged. So what is truth? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So we come back again to where? The word. The living word. Hallelujah. So your whole being, your spirit is made out of the word. I think I preached a message in the past called word made. Word made. It's not only things God made with word, he made you also with his word. Hallelujah. So you came out of him by words. God said, let us. And the Bible said, then he made us. Hallelujah. By words. Spoke you into existence. You became a spirit being that had no physical body. You were invincible. Invisible to even Satan himself, but visible before the eyes of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. Till now, you are still invisible to yourself. If I say, have you really seen me? You've not seen me, but you've heard my words. Have you seen me? You've seen my house. Have you seen my voice? You hear my voice, right? You do hear my voice. If I ask you, what did you eat for lunch? Some people eat breakfast on Sunday morning. If I ask you, what did you eat for breakfast? Don't tell me. Do you have to think hard before you know what it is? You can see it clearly, right? If I say, what did you eat for lunch? You can see it clearly. Some people ate supper before they came to church tonight, so if I say, what did you eat for supper? You can see it clearly. You don't need to tell me. How can you see it? You're sitting right here. Because that person inside you has no limit. That person can move with speed, see everything, and be back in yourself all at the same time. That's what Jesus was telling Nicodemus. Get back to Nicodemus again for me, John chapter 3. He made a statement when he says, I think the scripture I'm looking for is when he says, the Son of Man who has ascended, right? So go to that one. Or should I open it myself? Thank God for our media team. They are amazing. All right. John 3, verse 13. It said, no man. And no man had what? Ascended up to heaven. But he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So I asked us, what is Jesus saying? Has somebody else not ascended before now? Elijah ascended. Enoch ascended. So what is Jesus saying? No man. Are they not men? Is Enoch not a man? Is Elijah not a man? So what is he telling you? He's telling you the ability and the power to be in heaven and earth all at the same time. Because, and then he's saying, Nicodemus, if I tell you earthly things you don't understand, if I start telling you heavenly things, what do you think? And that's what happened to us this morning. Some of us, our head was so heavy. Our heart was so heavy, full. And some of you came to me later, I said, wow, one after the other, heavy. Where we praise the Lord. But, and Jesus said, these are supposed to be basic for us. May we graduate from simplicity. May we graduate from milk drinking Christian to meat eating Christian. And the best kind is when you can crack bone with your teeth. Pray, and then they don't crack. Say, praise the Lord. Don't go do it. So you go crack your teeth. And the pastor said, I should crack. No, but the point is, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen? And only the word can strengthen us. You cannot strengthen yourself. No amount of earthly words can help us. They say that the flesh profits nothing. Anything worldly can never help you. They are temporary. They are to walk with the physical man. But the spiritual man is the one that can see the kingdom of God. So invest more in the one that can see the kingdom, then you can control your earthly around you. Say amen. Amen. So it's the express image. So now that we are born again, we are now in the image of his son, Jesus Christ. So now go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'm skipping a lot of things because I just want to try to cover as much as I can tonight. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:17. It said, therefore, if any man what? Be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So old Adamic nature is passed away. May iniquity and problems and patterns of fear, defeat, failure, and all kinds of mess pass away from our lives. So with his power, we can begin to speak to those things. Leave my life alone. Leave my family. Leave my business. Leave my health. You become an enforcer. Instead of fighting with one another, deal with those things. Use the Bible said the word of God is what? A hammer. So hammer those things on a daily basis. And that's why we say prayer. So what do? When we pray, we are speaking the word of God. We are not speaking earthly language. When you speak your earthly language, it's not powerful. The word of God is powerful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So go to Hebrews 4, verse 12. So you need the word of God. Amen? To live in his image and likeness. Jesus is that express image of his glory. We're no longer falling short of the glory, we've been restored. Hallelujah. So the word of God is what? For the word of God is what? Quick, powerful, sharper. Hallelujah. Can you say laser beams are sharp? But the word of God is sharper than laser beams. These days they cut things with laser beam, with precision. The word of God is more precise than that. Hallelujah. Technology is trying to catch up with God. But God has the original technology. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's called the word of God. It's called Jesus. Hallelujah. Say piercing, sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing of what? Asunder, separating of soul and spirit. Genesis 2:7, man became a living soul because God merged the spirit and put it inside the body and put his breath back into that man and became a living soul. So your soul is your mind, your thoughts, your will, your emotions. When you start acting irrationally, we say that person is what? We say they are emotional. It says the word of God will be able to deal with it. So next time somebody is out of control, what should you be speaking? Say the word. I don't know. You know, these things, we are so used to it, it just comes. We just say it, but when reality shows up, it goes somewhere else. I want to really spend time for yourself, doing this for you. When you do this for you, then you can be effective dealing with other people. Say amen. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So it can discern the thoughts, it can discern the issues of the heart, you know, whatever is going on there, when you cannot reach somebody. So if you are spending time talking to another person to change, they will never change. It's impossible for them to change until the light of the word touches them and that darkness is dispelled. So don't waste your breath on that. Spend your time speaking the word over and over, over and over again, over that situation, and it will give way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What happens when you go to the dentist and they want to extract a tooth? Do they just come with one machine, they just go like this, and it's out? No, they have to prepare the mouth. Make sure you have an x-ray, they take, make sure everything's okay, then they put in the needle, right, to numb the place, and then they go to work. Praise the Lord. And that took many years of medical school to be able to do that. So you can't just go home and say, oh, my dentist did this, let me just do it at home. Don't try it. You train. Everything in life, every area of life, everybody trains. How come children of God don't train for themselves? If you want to be a nurse and work in the hospital, you have to train. You can't just hire somebody, they come in and say, oh, nurse, how would you like somebody who never took training to come and take care of you when you're sick? They probably give you the wrong medication because they don't know what it is. Or how would you like somebody who never took training to come fix your house? Everything needs training. So let us begin to train ourselves in God's word. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. So what are we doing now? We're training ourselves to get back to our original state. And in that original state, you don't have to try to make things happen. They happen. You know before you do. You get to ask God questions. He tells you before you move. You don't move after and then you start asking him. You don't make the decision and then you say, God, if this is okay. You ask him before you make the decision. That's the order. But the carnal way is, oh, I know it. After all, I'm the smartest person. Yes, you are smart in earthly things, but spiritual things, how smart are you? May God help us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So those three image, likeness of God. So the new creation that we are now is now in Christ Jesus. So after Jesus showed up in the scene, everything God wants to do has to be done in Christ Jesus. So when you read the scripture, you say, in him, in himself, in Christ Jesus. Say, hereunto you ask nothing, but from now on, when you ask, ask the Father what? In my name. So everything now is in Christ. Everything you have to do in Christ. Why? Why in Christ? In the Word and the Spirit. Jesus says, when I'm talking to you, I don't just talk anyhow. I speak spirit and life. John 6, 63. You can put that up, and it tells you that the flesh profits what? Nothing. Let's look at John 6, 63. John 6, 63. It is the spirit that what? Quickeneth. So the Holy Spirit is quick. We said the word of God is quick, right? Are we still awake? The word of God is quick. The spirit is what? Quick. The flesh does what? Profit nothing. But what have we? How have we been trained? We've been trained from when we were babies till now to learn to do things in the physical. So we've trained our flesh very well that the flesh is not the boss. Instead of spirit being the boss. May it be reversed in your life today. That your spirit man will become the boss, not your flesh. The flesh profit nothing. So if the flesh profit nothing, that means the spirit profits. Which one do you want to go for? Non-profit, no profit or profit? Everybody likes profit. A business person runs a business because it's making profit. If he stops making profit, he's going to be in a big mess. And the end of that business is going to be failure, defeat, and closure. But if it's making profit, it keeps on progressing. God wants our life to be profitable in every area. And what he spoke over us in Genesis 1:27, we'll come to that later. Don't put it up. I'm not done with this scripture. Say, the flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit, and they are life. Hallelujah. May our life increase. So the more you speak the words of God back to yourself and into situations that are all around you, you begin to have what? Profit. You started first not getting profit, but as you begin to speak it and you begin to invest in it, profit is going to come. What are the profits? You're going to have health, healthy life. Hallelujah. What are the profits? You're going to have a wealthy life. What are the profits? You're going to have influence. You're going to have favor. Hallelujah. Better things will begin to manifest. It looks like it did not start manifesting, but it is going to manifest. Somebody say it will manifest. In my life, in my family, in my children, in my parents, in my spouse, in everything, in my business, everything that concerns you, in ministry, everywhere, it will manifest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What was Apostle doing today? Ordaining bishops, pastors. Sent me a few pictures. So I'm not sure if I should show you or let's wait till he comes and then he can show you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How does that happen? You are in one part of the world. During COVID, they were investing. Thank God for our media team here. They were with him all the time, recording. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It took more than 2 years for manifestation of physical appearance. Praise the Lord. And what is the outcome now? Many bishops, many pastors. A nation is being born again. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. You don't quit because you didn't see results. Who told you are not getting results? Because you are so stuck in your own pattern. This is where you think is happening, but God is saying your word has gone. Because the Bible says your word has gone to the ends of the earth. His words go to the ends of the earth to do what it needs to do. That is the spirit man. I said the spirit man has no limit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May your spirit man be activated to the place where you are aware of what is happening to you and around you. Say a big amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. All right. What did I say I was coming to? I was coming back to John. I was coming back to Genesis. Well, I don't know what I was coming back to Genesis about, so I'll just move. All right. I'll move the way the Spirit. So I say, here I go. Praise the Lord. So if it wants me to go back to that particular Genesis, I'll come back to it. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. All right, let's look at one wonderful scripture. So let's look at Romans 5. I'm just going to quickly read verse 8 to 11 so we can move on. I think I've talked about that. So you need to read Romans chapter 5. Read all of it up to verse 21 or read the whole thing. It explains what happened. But God commended his love towards us. So love has been given to us. Amen. John 3:16, God so loved us, he gave us his only begotten son. So it's repeating, saying the same thing back to us in many ways so we get it. Someone say, I receive it. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Bible says before the foundation of the world, Christ died for us. So he knew we were going to blow it and he made provision. That is what a father does. A loving father makes a way where there is no way. Hallelujah. Much more than being verse 9 of Romans 5, much more than being now what? Justified by his blood, which we shall be saved from the wrath through him. Continue. Verse 10. For if we were what? Enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of what? His son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Remember in Genesis 3, man was separated from God. They were, Adam was, the man was driven away, where the woman still had access, but the same man was driven out of the garden. And then the angels were there. So I told you earlier, I said, angels are always present, but they just watch you. So make sure you do the right thing, and then they'll come and minister and help you. When you're doing the wrong thing, they just stay there and watch you. They only hearken to the voice of the word of God. So make sure you are in the word and you are acting in the word. Amen? So we were no longer separated from God. We've been reconciled back to him. Verse 11, I say I'll read up to 11. And not only so, but we also joy in God through what? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. By whom we have now received what? The atonement, the forgiveness of sin. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no what? Forgiveness of sin, no remission. So Christ has paid the price for us. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's look at verse 12. I won't do all of it. Verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all that have sinned. All have what? All have sinned. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Verse 17, remember I said read the whole thing. I'm just picking a few verses now. 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. So how are you going to reign in this life? So that's why you must be born again. Remember, the message is why you need to be born again. And knowing that you have been made in the image and likeness of God. There's another image, the image and likeness of man, Adam. So we want to get out of Adam's image and likeness and get back to the image and likeness of God, because that's where we reign. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now the image of Jesus, I read to you in Hebrews 1, right? That he's the express image of God. So it's telling you, you are going to reign in Jesus Christ. Say amen. Now what I'm saying, I'm just condensing something that is so big into a little biteable size. Verse 19 of Romans 5. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made what? Sinners. I told you in, I think, Psalm 51, don't go there. I'll just tell you the scripture. We've done that earlier today. Praise the Lord. Psalm 51 tells you what? Tells you that in sin did my mother begat me. So everyone is born in sin. Until you give your life to Jesus, then you are out of that. Amen. For by as one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made what? Righteous. So who became obedient? Jesus. Let's look at verse 21. Moreover, that as sin had reigned unto death, even so my grace reigned through righteousness unto eternal life. By who? Jesus Christ our Lord. So one man came, disobedience. Through Jesus Christ, we get what? Righteousness. Eternal life. Only in Christ Jesus. Comes back again, back to the Spirit. So everything now that you are going to, the way you walk on earth now, the way you live on earth now, must be in Jesus. If you forget anything, don't forget that. You can only succeed if you are in Christ Jesus. So the Bible says, put on Christ. It's not putting on a garment. Just stay in him. You hear Apostle love that scripture. He says it all the time. Galatians 2:20. So you can put 20. We're going to do 21 also. Galatians 2, verse 20. It says, now that you are saved, you are what? I am what? Crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live. Which life are you living now? What is now? Today, March what? March 12th, what year? 2023, right now, at what? 7:50 p.m. You are living in Christ. But most people are not living in Christ. Why are you in church? You are in your business. You're thinking of how you're going to pay your bill. So you are living in the bill. Oh, my goodness. You're having headache. So you're living in what? In the headache. But it's a living Christ. You have a big exam coming. You're not sure whether you pass or fail. You're living on it. Say, live in Christ. You're not sure whether your boyfriend is going to marry you or not. Live in Christ. He didn't tell you to live in there. Live in Christ. Those are things that are happening all around you. But when you are in Christ, the right answer will come out. See, we don't want to hear this because our flesh is trained so much to think in carnality. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. May the Lord, maybe I should say, may the Lord help me. 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 Yes, amen. Let's read that verse 20 again, Galatians 2:20. Make sure this is part of your life, Christian walk. This scripture tells you exactly your position. I am what? Crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. Who's living? How come your will is still the one living, not his will? How come your way is still the way and not his way? We must surrender to him. But Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. You're living by faith every day. Right now, this moment. Not your circumstance. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, verse 21. Most times we do 20, we don't do 21. So what did he say we should not do? Verse 21. He said, I do not. Say this with me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. We've been set free from every curse of the law. Say amen. So it is for my benefit, for my pleasure, for my profit to be born again of the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. So when you are in Christ, that's when people offend you and you want to really, really lose control. Christ never lost control. So you let him reign instead of you. We reign in life with him. Hallelujah. When you really want to lose control, you don't lose control because Jesus never did. That's when you say, oh, it's no longer I that I live. My flesh wants to live. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me do one more scripture and then we're going to pray. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. So you learn to walk in the Spirit. That Hebrews 1, I read up to 4 for us, right? The express image. That Jesus, let's put that. I like to close with that. I think I like that. So you close with a positive note. Hebrews chapter 1. I'll read 3 to 4. Read the whole of Hebrews chapter 1. There's more there. That's where it tells you that his angels are what? Spirits. And you are what? Flaming fire. So let's read a little bit on that so you can see who you are, or who your spiritual man is. Amen. So who? Jesus, who being the express image, the brightness of his glory, who being the brightness of his glory, he's talking about Jesus, and the express image of his person, and upholding what? All things by the word of his power. So your problem you're dealing with now, is it part of all things? So who should be upholding? You carry it or the Lord carries it? What is upholding? Holding up, carrying up, holding. So lift your burden to him. Let him carry it. When he had by himself purged our sins and sat at the right hand of majesty on high. So that's why in Ephesians 2, we always say 3, that we are seated where? In heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. That's what we say. Because he's sitting, so everything is now in him. You're not sitting. There's not many seats there. He's sitting. You are inside him while he's sitting. So Jesus is a world and a universe of his own. You should be saying amen. Remember I said if it's deep, you don't get it, just say amen. You talk it in your spirit. It will work when you need it later. Amen. I've said that scripture so many times to us. I read you scripture Sundays after Sunday. You know, Colossians 1:13 say, we've been translated into the kingdom of where? of his dear son. So you live inside the kingdom. Jesus said, if you are not born again, you will not see this kingdom. And so, in other words, who is the kingdom that he's talking about? Himself, Jesus. You cannot be inside me. Ha. Praise the Lord. Just say hallelujah. Yes, verse 4. Let me read a little bit. I'm going to wrap up and pray. Being made so much, what? Better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Let's read. I'm going to read up to 8. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. And again I'll be to him what? A father. Hallelujah. And he shall be to me a son. The next verse. And again, when he bringeth the first begotten into the world, he said, and let all the angels of God do what? Worship him. So when I started this morning, I said, glory to God in the highest. We only say that at Christmas, but something you should say all the time. All the angels to do what? Worship him. That's what it says in verse 6. Back to verse 6. You don't worship angels. Angels worship the living God. And let all the angels of God, how many? Worship him. Hallelujah. All the angels worship him. Verse 7. I read up to 8. And of the angels, he said, who maketh his angels what? Spirits. And his ministers a flame of fire. Hallelujah. We are flame of fire. Firebrand. Verse 8. But unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. So the kingdom of God has authority. Scepter is what kings hold when they rule, their staff of authority. Hallelujah. It says forever. And God says, we shall reign in this life where? I just read that to us. We shall reign in this life with him. So for you to be a reigning person, you must have also a scepter, authority. And that authority is what he has restored us back. He gave it to us in Genesis. So now this is the scripture I wanted to go to earlier. I told you when it's time it will come again. So Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God did what? We're going to do 27, 28. And when I finish reading this, that will be my last scripture for tonight. Praise the Lord. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he, him, male and female, created he them. Verse 28. And God did what? Bless them. And God said unto them. So words again. You came out of words. He used words to speak blessing over you. His word. And he said, be what? Fruitful. Can somebody count how many things? Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish the earth. Subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Let's see what 29 says. And God said, behold what? I've given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you shall be for meat. So total provision. Blessings and provision. So how many things did we read? How many blessings? I say somebody should count. Did anybody count? Five? Should be more than five. Seven. All right, so we'll find out next time. Praise the Lord. Let's rise. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you for your holy word. These blessings you've given to us that we have lost, we say, let it be restored. Restore, restore, restore. Restore, restore, restore us back to your complete image and likeness. Restore us to the express image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To really live in him, move in him, express ourselves in him, speak from him, talk from him, act from him, do everything from him, and give him all the glory. We give you all the glory. We thank you for rescuing us. We thank you for recreating us, making us a new creation, saying that all things have passed away and all things is new. We stay in this newness of life. We reign in this newness of life. We walk in this newness of life. Life of the Word of God. Life of the Spirit of God. Life of victory. Life of truth. Life of operating in your kingdom, the kingdom of your dear Son. We give you praise. Restore everyone who hears the sound of my voice, that they will go back to their original state. And every DNA activity from the Adamic race that has of sin that is still reigning in their lives be purged off. Your word say you purged every iniquity away by your blood. You purged it. Any remnant be purged out. Purged out. Purged out from our character. Purged out from our soul, our spirit. We thank you for a brand new person, a brand new man, a new creation in Christ Jesus. Walking in victory, walking in divine health, walking in divine wealth, walking in divine peace, walking in joy, not in sorrow, not in grief. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. We walk in victory. Oh, walk in the Spirit. A walk in the Spirit and a walk in your light. A walk in your favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, continue to work on us. And may our lives continue to shine. Shine brighter and brighter. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heal, restore, and make whole your people. Bless all your sons and your daughters. May they take their place in you as the redeemed of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we declare and decree so. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you. If you've not done your offering, you can take care of that now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, let us give God all the glory. So do our offering. I'm not sure if anybody is on, if you are online, give your donations. And let us continue to pray for Apostle and thank God for God's hand upon him and God doing his mighty works. And to God be all the glory. We send love, peace, joy, strength, power, the glory of God, the manifestation of his glory to him and to where he is and the people in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Let us, I'm not sure if anybody's on Zoom. If they are on Zoom, I'll say hi to them. If not, we can close. Amen.